Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 神话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是奥维德变形记里的关于创造人类的故事。
Fable 2, God gives form and regularity to the universe. After the separation of matter, God gives form and regularity to the universe, and all other living creatures being produced, Prometheus molds earth tempered with water into a human form, which is animated by Minerva. Regularity, 规律性 mold, 使之成形 animated, 生气勃勃的天神将混沌的世界物质分离，赋予了宇宙形式和规律，然后就来到创造生物的阶段。总是要把环境准备好，才能够把活物放进来啊。而人就是最后才会出现在这个世界上的。在罗马神话里，普罗米修斯将泥土混合水，塑造成人类的形态，并且由米纳瓦赋予人类生命的活力。When does he...Whoever of the gods he was, has divided the mass so separated and reduced it so divided into distinct members. In the first place, that it might not be unequal on any side, he gathered it up into the form of a vast globe, then he commanded the sea to be poured around it.And to grow boisterous with the raging winds and to surround the shores of the earth encompassed by it. Distinct,
明显不同的 vast, 巨大的 encompassed, 围绕的罗马神话的天神头头理论上是朱彼得 Jupiter,但是创造世界的天神呢，不一定是他。所以故事里说 ，whoever of the gods he was， 不管是天神当中的哪一位，他把混沌的物质分开，分别聚集成各自独立的个体。那首先成型的就是地球的这个大球体啦。He gathered it up into the form of a vast globe。接着他让海水倾注在球体的周围。He commanded the sea to be poured around it. 并且呢，这个海水会随着狂风而变得狂暴。He commanded the sea to grow boisterous with the raging winds. 海水包围着地球陆地的岸边。He commanded the sea to surround the shores of the earth encompassed by it.整个画面读起来非常的生动，仿佛可以看到陆地岸边和海水交接，风吹过海面引起波浪，海浪一阵一阵的拍打着岸边。He added also springs and numerous pools and lakes, and he bounded the rivers as they flowed downwards with slanting banks.This, different in different places, are some of them swallowed up by the earth itself, some of them reach the ocean and received in the expanse of waters that take a fair range beating against shores instead of banks. Numerous, 许多的 bound, 形成疆界 slanting, 有斜度的除了海以外，天神还在陆地上开创不同的水体，像是 spring 泉水 ，numerous pools and lakes 无数的水池和湖泊，并且呢，在河川边有向下倾斜的河岸，成为河流的边界。这也是天神创造的。He bounded the rivers as they flowed downwards with slanting banks。那这些水体分别处在不同的地方，有不一样的样貌。These are different in different places. 有一些水体呢被地球本身吞没了。Some of them are swallowed up by the earth itself. 那这意思呢是进入到地底下，成为地下水体。还有一些流向海洋 ，some of them reach the ocean。还有一些流向广阔的区域 ，some of them are received in the expanse of waters。那意思就是这些水呢进入到海洋里面，跟着海水一起拍打着海岸 ，beat against shores instead of banks。
He commanded the plains to be extended, the valleys sink down, the woods to be clothed with green leaves, the craggy mountains to arise. Plain, 平原, valley, 山谷, clothed, 穿上衣服,覆盖上, craggy, 陡峭崎岖的。聊完了水体、湖泊、河川等等的，接下来聊陆地。天神让平原扩展 ，He commanded the plains to be extended. 山谷下沉 ，The valleys sink down. 森林长满绿叶 ，The woods to be clothed with green leaves. 崎岖的山脉升起 ，The craggy mountains to arise. 如果把这些文字当作 AI 的提示词，不知道会产生出什么样漂亮的图片呢 ？And as on the right-hand side two zones intersect the heavens, and as many on the left, and as there is a fifth hotter than this, so did the care of the deity distinguish this enclosed mass of the earth by the same number, and as many climates are marked out upon the earth.Of these, that which is the middle one is not habitable on account of the heat. Deep snow covers two of them. Between either these, he placed many more and gave them a temperate climate, heating being mingled with cold. Intersect, 交汇, distinguished, 区分, habitable, 适合居住的, temperate, 温和的,Mingle, 相混合。在这一段的叙述里，诗人把视角拉远来看世界。世界是个球体，分成五个区块，在左右两侧更有两个区域跟天空相会。On the right-hand side, two zones intersect the heavens, and as many on the left. 中间的第五区比左右两边的四个地区都要热。There is a fifth hotter than this.哦，这是指赤道吗？诗人在这里提到，天神创造了不同的环境气候 ，many climates are marked out upon the earth。其中中间的那一区，由于太过炎热了，而不适合居住。Of these, that which is the middle one is not habitable on account of the heat。这真的是指赤道了吧 ？Deep snow covers two of them。厚厚的积雪。覆盖了其中的两个地区啊，这应该是指南北极。那么在赤道和南北极中间，有点偏冷、有点偏热的气候。Between either these, he placed as many more and gave them a temperate climate, heat being mingled with cold. 那这个就是适合人居住的地区。Over this, hence the air, which is heavier than fire, in the same degree that the weight of water is lighter than the weight of the earth. Here he ordered vapors, here too, the clouds to take their station, the thunder to terrify the minds of mortals, and with lightnings the winds that bring on cold. Vapor, 蒸汽, thunder, 雷电, terrify.使之害怕 ，mortal 凡人 ，lightning 闪电，在世界的上方悬挂着空气 ，over this hence the air， 它比火还要重 ，which is heavier than fire， 又比水和地球轻。在这个区域呢，有各种事物的存在，有水蒸气和云彩。Here he ordered vapors, here too the clouds to take their station， 还有雷声和闪电。用来让凡人们心生恐惧 The thunder too to terrify the minds of mortals and with the lightnings 还有也带来寒冷天气的冷风也存在于大气当中 The winds that bring on cold 这段文字呢描述了大气当中的元素排列包含云雷、风暴、闪电等等，还有风，那这些都是地球大气层的重要组成部分。有没有觉得读文学终于来到了一个有用的境界？细致的文字描述周围的状况，让 AI 生成图片的结果可以更为精准呢？The contriver of the world did not allow this indiscriminately to take possession of the sky. Even now, although they each of them govern their own blast in a distinct tract, they are with great difficulty prevented from rending the world asunder, so great is the discord of the brothers. Contriver, 创造者, indiscriminately, 任意地, take possession of something, 占有, asunder, 支离破碎的。世界的创造者不允许他们肆意地占有天空。The contriver of the world did not allow this indiscriminately to take possession of the sky. 意思是说呢，各种的天气现象存在大自然里，大气层当中风暴的力量就像是兄弟之间的冲突带来的不稳定性。当兄弟不和的时候，是非常有可能会撕裂世界的。Eurus took his way towards the rising of Aurora and the realms of Nabath and Persia and the mountain ridges exposed to the rays of the morning, the evening star and the shores which are warm with the setting sun are bordering upon Zephyrus. Realm, 范围领域, ridge, 山脊, exposed, 暴露。这一段提到了几个罗马的神，有东风之神欧罗斯 Eurus is the god of the east wind. 黎明女神奥罗拉 Aurora is the goddess of dawn. 以及西风之神泽费罗斯 Zephyrus is the god of the west wind. 东风之神欧罗斯朝着冉冉升起的黎明女神奥罗拉走去，象征清晨的东风缓缓地吹过大地，吹进纳巴斯和波斯的王国属地。The realms of Nabath and Persia 也吹在清晨阳光下的山脊之上。The mountain ridges exposed to the rays of the morning.黄昏之星 The Evening Star 也就是金星 Venus 它和那些在夕阳照耀下温暖的海岸受到西风的吹拂这一段话呢，在描述风向的同时也呈现了东西两边不同地区的自然景观 The terrible Boreas invaded Scythia and the regions of the north The opposite quarter is wet with continual clouds and a drizzling south windOver this he placed the firmament clear and void of gravity and not containing anything of the degrees of earth. Invade, 入侵, drizzle, 细雨, firmament, 天空, dregs, 残渣。聊完东西来讲南北。波瑞阿斯是北风之神 Boreas is the god of the cold north wind, storms, and winter. 可怕的北风之神入侵了基斯提亚和北方地区。The terrible Boreas invaded Scythia and the regions of the north. 对面的地区 the opposite quarter.北边的对面呢就是南边咯南方呢是阴雨绵绵 The opposite quarter is wet with continual clouds and a drizzling south wind 在东南西北之上呢他放置了天空 Over this he placed the firmament 清澈无重力 Clear and devoid of gravity 不含任何的地球载渣And not containing anything of the dregs of earth. 那意思就是天空是一个整个纯净的，没有污染的。Scarcely had he separated all this by fixed limits, when the stars which had long lain hid, concealed beneath the mass of chaos, began to glow through the range of the heavens.And that no region might be destitute of its own particular animated beings, the stars and the forms of the gods possessed the tract of heaven, the waters felt to be inhabited by the smooth fishes, the earth received the wild beasts and the yielding air the birds. Destitute, 一无所有的, peculiar, 独特的, inhabit,居住，天神把所有的一切都划定了界限，不同的天体、水体在各自的位置上面运行，不同的天气样貌。于是呢，原本长期
隐藏在混沌之下的星星就开始在天空当中闪烁。
The stars, which had long lain hid, concealed beneath that massive chaos, began to glow through the range of the heavens.
任何地区呢都有自己独特的生命体，天神们占据了天堂，那水呢就是鱼儿的栖息地，大地接纳了野兽，而天空是小鸟的家。
But an animated being more holy than this, more fitted to receive higher faculties, and which could rule over the rest, was still wanting. Then man was formed. Whether it was that artificer of all things, the original of the world in its improved state, framed him from divine elements, or whether the earth be newly made, and but lately divided from the lofty ether, still retained some atoms of its kindred's heaven, which tempered with the waters of the stream the sound of Iapetus fashioned after the image of the gods who rule over all things.
Faculty, 能力 Artificer, 能工巧匠。创造的故事来到最尾端，也就是最高潮的地方，人类要出现啦。
Then man was formed.
根据世人的说法，人类是比其他的生物更神圣。
An animated being is more holy than this.
更配接受高等才能
more fitted to receive higher faculties,
能够统治其他生物的活物
an animated being could rule over the rest.
到这里呢，创造世界的天神的名称又改了，他现在叫做 the artificer of all things, 万物的能工巧匠。是不是这位创造世界的天神在造人的时候使用水土为原料，又放进了神的特质和形象，所以人类才可以统治万物呢？这可能就要把当初创造世界的天神抓来问一问才会有答案咯。
And whereas other animals bend their looks downwards upon the earth, to man he gave a countenance to look on high and to behold the heavens, and to raise his face erect to the stars. Thus that which had been lately rude earth and without any regular shape being changed assumed the form of man till then unknown. Whereas,
尽管, countenance, 赞同, assume, 假设。人类统治万物不只是因为他们有神的特质和形象，那相较于其他动物总是低头看着地面。
Other animals bend their looks downwards upon the earth.
天神让人类能够仰望天空。
To man he gave a countenance to look on high and to behold the heavens,
并且抬头看星星
and to raise his face erect to the stars.
这是天神赋给人类一种特殊的姿态，使人类与众不同。那听完这个故事，我个人是不觉得自己能够站立抬头向上仰望是一件非常与众不同的事情啊，也不会因为这样就能够统治万物。但是文学保留了在过去影音科技发展下逐渐消失的大量的细致的文字描述能力，然后很神奇的，因为 AI 的关系，为了让生成的图片呢能够更接近希望的成果，于是又回头寻找古典文学里头的文字，成为新一代的 AI 图片生成提示词，那古字成为新显学，这是我觉得非常有趣的现象。好了，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里，拜。